Hi there, we're up to episode 5 of Clan Chat, the official podcast of Glasgow Clan, and the 2018-19 season is fully underway as the long road trip in September is in full swing. I'm Craig Anderson, and in this edition we look back at the drama of the penalty shots lost to Fife Flyers, as well as the defeat to Dundee, and ponder the journeys to Belfast and Manchester, where a giant storm await. By popular demand, we get the views of coach Pete Russell, chat to former Clan coach and the current man in charge of Manchester Storm, Ryan Finnerty. Scott Arson also joins us, fresh from his joust against the Clan in the colours of Fife, as well as Brendan Connolly, who is getting ready to return to Belfast for the first time since leaving there in the summer. And that is Clan Chat.
I'm Matt Hayward, you're listening to Clan Chat.
It's been quite a weekend of action across the Elite League as all 11 teams freed themselves from the shackles of pre-season preparation and launched into the competitive season with all the enthusiasm of Clangus dancing to Baby Shark. Glasgow Clan were no different, and what a way to start the season with a short hop to the Kingdom of Fife to take on old adversaries, the Flyers, in Challenge Cup Group B action. In case you didn't know, it was quite the drama where the league changed hands later on, a controversial equaliser and penalty shots to round things off. But one thing the game didn't do was disappoint, as Clan came back from 2-0 down, courtesy of goals from Evan Bloodoff and Evan Stofflett, with Josh Grattan and Vaslav Stupka making his debut in a one-month tryout, scoring to level. Flyers nudged ahead again through Bloodoff with his second, but Travis Earhart tied it up. Then Brendan Connolly, with 1 minute 13 seconds to go, put the Clan 4-3 in front. Late drama saw Matt Cazola force the puck in from close range at the death to take the game to overtime. Then penalty shots, where Paul Crowder scored the pivotal one to confirm the extra point stayed in Kirkcaldy. Of course, penalty shots now see 5 instead of 3, so the drama was strung out just a little bit longer. One man well versed with this rivalry from a Purple point of view is defenceman Scott Arson, now at the Flyers, and I asked him if he ever thought he'd be standing in Fife Ice Arena wearing the colours of the Clan's big rivals.
Not sure. I mean, a few years ago, I might not have thought that would have happened, but, you know, as I progressed through the league and, you know, I changed teams last year, you know, it definitely became more of a possibility, and you know, it was a nice feeling, and it was a great crowd to have behind us for my first game there.
What are your reflections on the game on Saturday? Quite a dramatic affair from what we saw.
Yeah, it was you know, certainly back and forth, and a lot of tense moments in the game, a lot of strange plays, and you know, a lot of calls were brought into question, but. I think it was entertaining, to say the least. I think everyone got their money's worth, and you know, it's kind of what you expect out of a Glasgow Fife game.
Of course, you'll be well versed in that from the other point of view as well. But a game like that, where it's so unpredictable, you don't know what way it's going to go. How much fun are those games to play in?
They're really fun. I mean, anytime you can play in like a big rivalry game in itself is always, you know, a bigger game, and it's fun to play in those. And you know, when it is such a tight game like that, playing at home especially, you know, you can't beat that feeling playing in front of a crowd like that.
Now, looking back over your summer, you mentioned that you left the Clan last year. You went to Sheffield Steelers last year. When it came to making a decision on what lay ahead, how far up the considerations were Fife Flyers at that point?
They were definitely on my radar, you know, for a few years now, and I've known a few guys that have played here before in the past, and they've said nothing but great things about the town and the team and the coaching staff. I mean, everything about it they enjoyed. So I heard nothing but great things, and you know, it was a place that I could certainly see myself playing in, and I was fortunate enough to get an offer from Hutch and Todd, and you know, it was a pretty simple decision after that.
And of course, the fact that you and your wife had lived in Scotland for a long time when you were with Brayhead, of course, that would have been a factor too, I guess.
Yeah, it was definitely a factor. I think we really enjoyed our time in Scotland. Obviously, seeing as how we spent, you know, 4 years in Glasgow, and you know, now we're back again. We enjoy the area. We enjoy, you know, everything it has to offer, and you know, we enjoy the people here as well.
What do you make of the Clan team this year? You know, some of the guys obviously that are on the books, of course. What do you make of the team Pete's built this year?
Yeah, I mean, I know a couple of the guys on the team, and I think they're going to be a very competitive team. And you know, they're on paper, they're built strong throughout. You know, from their forwards to their D to their goaltending. they can't really find any holes in that lineup. And, you know, I think he's built a really well-rounded, strong, skilled team. And it's going to be a dogfight all year, I think, between the two of us. And, you know, hopefully we can come out on top of that.
Now, you've seen the rivalry build in your time in Scotland, of course. Do you feel as though it's got a little bit more intense with perhaps with every game as it's went on?
Yeah, I think, you know, the older a rivalry gets, there's more history behind it, more games have been added to it, and just makes for more things that could happen that add to it. And, you know, I think it's good for the game, it's good for the league, and it's good for everyone playing on both teams and, you know, to be a part of something like that. And I know there's a few around the league. There are a few rivalry games around the league, but, you know, I think this one's, you know, pretty intense, and it's definitely, you know, one you mark on your calendar every time we're playing each other.
You've got two familiar faces alongside you in that five team, Barry McKenzie and Jordan Bouessa, that made the move to Kirkcaldy also. How nice is it to link up with those guys again?
Yeah, I think it's great. Anytime you can, you know, be reunited with former teammates, and, you know, especially those guys, they're great guys, and they work hard on and off the ice. It always helps transitioning to a new team as well when you may not know as many guys or not, you know, not there might not be as many familiar faces. And, you know, it was great to see them the first day, and it's exciting to have them on the squad.
Now, you were late in arriving. I think the visa issues held things up from your point of view. How frustrating was it that you'd hit a setback so early in what you would prepare for the season?
Yeah, it was frustrating for sure. I think, you know, you always want to be here for the start of the season, and, well, especially the preseason, and meet the guys, meet the team, get settled in, and, you know, also get a few games under your belt before you start, you know, playing for real. But unfortunately, it's just the way the process is. You never really know when you're going to get your visa back, and they don't really give you an explanation, so you just got to be ready. And, you know, it was tough sitting there watching and following along back home for the preseason games, but it was also a relief to get over here in time before the real game started, and it's nice to be here with the guys.
Now, you've played Glasgow on home ice. You're back in Glasgow next month. I know you've been back since leaving the club, of course. But how much do you enjoy coming back to Glasgow, especially now you're an opposition player?
Yeah, no, it's always good to be back there, and spent a lot of years there playing in that rink. And, you know, it might be different this year, you know, being a Flyer coming into that rink. But it's always nice to go back there and see some familiar faces around the rink. And, you know, it's always a good atmosphere in there as well, so it makes for a good game.
Hey, Clan fans, I'm Michael Gutwald, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Former Clan defenceman Scott Arson reflecting on Fife Flyers' win over Clan on Saturday. Pete Russell and the team stayed in Scotland and headed to Tayside on Sunday to face Dundee Stars for the first time this season. Omar Pasha, the Stars coach, and Pete are very good friends, having worked together at Manchester, where Pasha was previously. But pleasantries were put aside, with Challenge Cup points up for grabs. Unfortunately for the Clan, Dundee came out on top in a 2-1 win, compounded with the news that defenceman Matt Stanish faced some time out through injury following a hit by Lucas Lundvald of the Stars, for which he later apologised. Dundee went ahead through former Clan player Jordan Cowney 5 minutes into the second period, but that was cancelled out by an excellent Scott Pitch strike, surging forward from the neutral zone and firing low past Pontus Sjogren, the home goalie. Matt Marquardt got the game winner, and you have to say it was a fantastic winner too, as the former Coventry and Sheffield man took the puck down the wide right, skipped past Brendan Connolly, made his way into the centre and tucked the finish away past Joel Rumpel. Disappointment for the Clan overall, but again much to take on board as the players find their feet in the competitive realm.
It's Matt Stanish, you're listening to Clan Chat.
So with two games behind us and two games in front, it's only fair we give the last word on the previous one and the first word on the one to come to the head coach, Pete Russell, who joined me to discuss them. To start, I wanted to know what he learned from the team from the opening weekend.
I think the Saturday game was, you know, we played a pretty decent road game, and I thought we stayed in it, and then I thought we finished really strong the last 25-30 minutes, so we showed a lot of character to pull that back, and then, maybe just couple of seconds late in the end, wasn't it? And then they went to shootout, and it's a lottery. Sunday, I thought we looked pretty jaded in the Sunday. We didn't look just as sharp, and I think it cost us in a 2-1 game from being like that. But, you know, Dundee trapped well and they made it difficult for us.
The thing I got from the two games, I only really saw the Sunday game, but certainly coming from social media, there was a lot of positivity around the fans. They were happy with what they saw. That must please you as well.
Yeah, I don't read social media, but it's good to hear they're happy. You know what I mean? I don't read it in case it's negative. But I don't really bother with social media. But you know, I'm happy enough. I think we are where we are. And when I came here, I've not lied to anybody. We want to get back in the playoff spots and we want to try and be the best team in Scotland. And that's the goals, you know, and that's where we are. And we played two teams that were good teams in their own rank, and I thought we competed. And, you know, I think once our offence gets a bit better, and once we start getting to the harder areas, and once the lines start really clicking, then it should be interesting. I think we're pretty good defensively just now.
You told me last week you were looking forward to sampling the Fife Glasgow rivalry for yourself. What did you make of it?
It was great. I thought the atmosphere was really good on Saturday night. It was a real hockey game, and it was a great buzz. I thought both sets of fans, I thought I was amazed by how many Clan fans were there. It was pretty cool. Really cool atmosphere. I thought, you know, that last when we got the go-ahead goal for 4-3, it was serious noise coming from the purple part.
And of course, the weekend ended on a bit of a sour note. Matt Stanish is going to be out for a period of time. How big a blow is he going to be this early in the season?
Yeah, it's a huge blow because it's hard to replace guys, and even if you could, it's hard. There's no players out there, and he's been a top player for us. We go to five, but you know, adversity pulls teams together, so we need to be strong and just work our way through it and run with five and try and stay healthy. Touch wood, you know, it's the only thing we can do. We can't think about it and hopefully get Stanley back as quick as we can because he's an important part.
Now, looking ahead, we've got two games this weekend again. This whole road trip in September is what it's all about. Off to Belfast on Saturday, a long day for everybody involved. How much did you enjoy the trips to Belfast with Milton Keynes last year?
Yeah, it was good. We played two games there and we managed to win one, and then one game we got absolutely terrorised from them. It's a great rink, and you know, and they've got a very, very, very good team this year. They'll be right up there, I think. We got a big challenge on our hands, but we got to go there with the same mentality and play a road game and try and stay in the game as long as we can, and then try and take our chances in the offence when we get them, and hopefully our special teams are good. So, you know, it's what it is. There's no easy games here. We know that.
There's a feeling that Belfast are maybe a stronger team than they were last year, certainly going by the people I've spoken to. Is that a view you share?
Yeah, I would agree with that. They look as if the recruitment's went up a level. You know, I think they've signed a lot of quality, and you know, they look deeper. They've also added to the Brit pack, so yeah, it looks as if they've upped their levels there for sure. They had a great team last year, and it looks like Keith and Thoughts have signed a good team again. But we've got a good team as well, so we're, you know, we got to go there and worry about ourselves and be smart and stick to it, and we got to bring a consistent work ethic and make sure we're more disciplined.
Manchester Storm follow that, the trip to Altrincham on Sunday. Ryan Finnerty, there's always that undercurrent because of Ryan's history with the club, and there's a few players that have played for both as well.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter who goes in there. It's a tough game, it's a small rink. They know how to play it. We're going to have to be ready for a battle, and you know, and it'll be a good test of character to see where we are again in the second week of the season, so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm Gary Russell, and listen to Clan Chat.
Head coach Pete Russell. Moving ahead, Clan go a little further afield when they go to Challenge Cup holders Belfast Giants on Saturday, then to Manchester Storm in the first league game of 2018-19 on Sunday. But we start with a trip to Northern Ireland, and it's a Belfast side with two wins from two in their opening two games after trips to Dundee and Fife last week, and they currently sit top of Group B on maximum points so far. Adam Keefe and his side will face the Stars on Friday night and will be hopeful of keeping that run going when Glasgow Clan roll into the SSE Arena 24 hours later. One man well known to the Teal Army making his return to Belfast is Brendan Connolly. He played 64 times for them last year, scoring 32 goals and assisting in 56, making him the Giants' second top scorer last year and sixth overall in the Elite League. And he was one of the players to get a Challenge Cup medal from that team. So I asked him firstly if he was any way nervous about his return to a place where he was successful.
You know what? Not really. I think I've done it a few times in my career, so there might be a little bit of nerves because I know how loud the crowd can get there. But mostly just excited to see some of my former teammates, some of the staff there, and I'm not too quite sure what the reception will be like, but either way, yeah, I'm looking forward to going back.
Now, the Challenge Cup was, of course, the real highlight from your season with the Giants last year, but are there any other moments in games that you can look back on fondly?
Yeah, Challenge Cup definitely was the number one, just with all the going into Cardiff and the struggle with the weather and how many fans we had show up and make their way to Cardiff was probably the most memorable. But, you know, we had some really big games in Belfast, one in particular, probably Nottingham game, where we were tied. It was a close game all game, and we ended up scoring with about 10 seconds left in regulation time for the win. And then obviously another highlight would be Colin Shields just getting to play in his testimonial last year was something pretty cool. It's something I wasn't familiar with before coming over to the Elite League, and it was a lot of fun to do that and be a part of that.
So what was it like working under Adam Keefe last season?
It was good. Kiefer's obviously a great guy. He plays really hard when he played, and he coaches a lot, similar style. I really enjoyed playing for him. I think he's done a great job recruiting. I think he works really hard to really recruit guys and make sure he brings in the right guys. And for that, I think, you know, Belfast is always going to have a solid team under him.
Craig Peacock, your teammate, of course, spent a long time in Belfast as well, as I'm sure you know. Did you ever talk about, you know, working with Keith? He did as a player, of course, you as a coach. Did you ever have conversations about that kind of thing?
Yeah, I've talked to Peaks a little bit. We've shared some stories about some of the guys that he's played with there, and Kiefer, he obviously played with them too, so we've shared some funny stories and had a few laughs.
Now, we spoke earlier in the summer about your decision to come to Glasgow, and you said you were keen to try something different, but was a return to Belfast a possibility when you looked to weigh up your options?
I think it was there. I just think financially they didn't want to come up to where Glasgow was willing to go, so I thought, you know, with the direction, with Pete coming in and the direction that Glasgow was looking to go to after the season that they had, I just thought it was going to be a new challenge and an exciting one, and I'm very happy that I'm here.
Now, in my other role, I work with the league and I speak to a lot of people around the other teams and media and things like that as well. There's a feeling that Belfast are arguably a better team on paper than what they were last year. When you look at the recruitment that Adam's done over the summer, can you see that the strength that they have, that they could challenge for Cardiff this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's done a job of bringing in some more structured type guys. Last year we were pretty offensive. A bit more run and gun, and when you play against a team like Cardiff, who just plays so sound all the time, every game, I think his team this year is built more for that, kind of a similar type setup to what Cardiff has. And yeah, I definitely think they're a contender. I think they're going to be a tough matchup. They've always had good teams, and I see no different this year.
Now, Clan have played two games so far, 1 point from the two games, that penalty shots loss to Fife on Saturday. But what positives can you take from those two games last week?
I think we're getting better every game. We're getting better every day in practice. Obviously, two tough games. I think we have some young guys that certainly that Fife building was not something I was familiar with going into when I played in Belfast. It just wasn't as loud as it was on Saturday, so that atmosphere alone was almost a little bit, it was exciting for me, but it was definitely put you on your heels a little bit. Thus they got off to a quick start on us, but I love the way that we came back. Sunday's game, I just thought we kind of just ran out of gas. We kind of got away from a lot of our structure and our systems, and you know, mistakes like that, hopefully they only happen early in the year and we can work those kinks out. But I like the direction that we're headed. It's just a matter of everyone getting on the same page and getting the structure down.
You say that the team is like a work in progress. There are improvements as you go, but how big a boost would 4 points be this weekend in the two games coming up?
Yeah, it'd definitely be huge. obviously the first one is a Challenge Cup game, and we're not off to the strongest start in our for that, so that's a big game. And then you got Manchester going in, and it's definitely, you want to get started on the right foot for regular season. Every game means so much. So yeah, obviously 4 points would be a huge success. You know, we've kind of stressed we do have a lot of road games coming up here, and we want to focus on those. We don't want to use it as an excuse that we don't get to play at home in front of our crowd. If we can get ourselves off to a strong start here on the road, it only sets us up better for later on in the year when we have a bunch of home games.
That was Brendan Connolly looking ahead to Saturday's trip to Belfast. Face off, 7 p.m. Rounding off the weekend, Glasgow Clan head to Manchester Storm in their first league game of the season and hoping to get an early 2 points on the board to get some early momentum. In the last couple of years, the fixture's one that's been relished by the Purple Army. Maybe not quite as the games against Fife, but it's certainly a game to look forward to. Last year, coach Ryan Finnerty went to Storm after leaving what was Brayhead, and he was followed by Jay Rosehill, Matt Becker, Mike Hammond and latterly Scott Pitt. This year, Pitt and Beckett are back in Glasgow, and they brought Gerard Hansen and Matt Stanish with them, although the latter will miss the game on Sunday, as we've mentioned already. Finnerty is Clan's longest-serving coach to date, working here from 2013 to 2017, and knows the club and the people well, but a lot has changed since he left Scotland. So I asked for his impression of what he's made of the changes at the club so far.
Yeah, obviously they've got a whole new identity there with Pete going in. They've brought back some familiar faces and guys that I know all too well, and you know, and Fitchy going back. So I know that they got some good characters, some good leadership. You know, we know that they're going to be a strong outfit, and coming in on Sunday, we got to make sure that we got our A game going, or we're not going to win. And that's probably to be said for everybody. If you don't show up and play to your potential, you're probably not going to win on the night. The league's got, the parity in the league is pretty tight, and there's no nights off, and you know, it doesn't matter if it's Brayhead or Dundee or Cardiff or whoever's coming in. You gotta compete every night here. You're not gonna get any points.
It's curious you say Brayhead. Obviously, the club's now called Glasgow Clan. What did you make of the name change when it was announced in the summer?
Oh, it's gonna take me a little longer, I think. Yeah, I keep going to Brayhead. I think I even wrote it down as Brayhead. It makes sense. I mean, like I said, you know, I think they flirted with the idea when I was there, and it makes sense. It makes commercial sense. And they're, you know, we're called the Manchester Storm. It doesn't matter where your building's in. We're part of the city, and Glasgow's much the same, you know. And Glasgow's a great name with a great city with a great reputation. So I applaud them for doing it. And I think it makes far more sense to do it than not do it. And it looks like it's gone down pretty well. And I think the outfit looks, the uniforms look really good. So. Great job to everybody in the organization for doing that. I think it was about time, and I think it's all positives from the outside looking in, anyways.
Of course, this fixture is, I think, it makes it interesting because of the players that have played for both teams, specifically the guys that are involved in the moment. Taking out your own history with both clubs, do you think it makes it interesting for the fans when you see Scott Pitt coming back, Matt Becker coming back, same with Gerard Hansen the other way?
Yeah, and unfortunately, Stanny looks like he got hurt there, so he won't be able to come back. But it's definitely a talking point, and you know, and I know for the players, it's always fun to go into your former building and play. And you know, I remember when I played in Cardiff and went back to Sheffield, you kind of get a little bit more jitters, and maybe you got it circled more in your calendar. You want to perform well, and you know, it'll be great to see those guys. I spent a lot of time with definitely Pity and Bex, and had a great year with G and Stanny, so it'll be good to welcome them back. And but that's hockey, you know. Everybody, you move on, and guys, it's rare that guys spend, you know, 3-4 years in one spot now, and you get a lot of movement, and that's just the way the game is and the sport is. And Guys got to do what's best for them, and you know, and it'll be fun to play to coach against them now after coaching for so long, especially you know like Pity and Bex, and had them for a couple of years here, so it'll be exciting, and I'm sure they're looking forward to coming in and trying to steal a couple of points.
And certainly be a loud one for the fans as well. Whenever Manchester and Glasgow fans get together, it's always a noisy atmosphere too.
Yeah, I mean, last year was great with a doubleheader, and you guys brought a lot of fans down, and I thought they were two really good games, and it definitely creates, in this little rink, you can create a good atmosphere when people are coming in and they're loud and having fun, and and enjoying what they're watching, you can definitely hear them in this small little barn here. So we're looking forward to that again. And, you know, like I said, it'll be a completely different outfit than what we saw last year. We understand that, and we're excited for it. You know, we want to put a good show on for our fans and get on the right side of the scoreboard.
I'm Zach Fitzgerald, and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
That was former Clan coach Ryan Finnerty looking ahead to the visit by his old team to Manchester on Sunday. Face off for that at 5:30. Also, a good time to tell you, tickets for Clan matches throughout October are now available, so get yourself over to the Clan website, clanihc.com, and Ticketmaster, and pick up your tickets today. That's it, thanks for listening, and as always, keep up to date with the latest Glasgow news and information by heading to the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. You can also download the excellent Glasgow Clan app to your device so you won't miss a thing. Clan Chat locker room interviews are finished but are still out there if you haven't heard them, so track them down and give them a listen. Subscribe to Clan Chat via Spotify, iTunes and Audioboom to hear the only podcast with interviews and views from around Glasgow Clan. Don't forget to leave a review as well, as we like to know what you think, and it'll only take you a few minutes at the most. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. On behalf of producer Stuart Priest and myself, Craig Anderson, thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon on Clan Chat. Bye for now.